Chapter 2. The Shot Heard Round the World. The Battles of Lexington and Concord. Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts, April 19, 1775.
By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag to April's breeze unfurled. Here once the embattled farmers stood and fired the shot heard round the world. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Concord Hymn.
Just before midnight on April 18, 1775, the commander of all British forces in North America assembled many of his top officers for a secret meeting. By the flickering yellow light of a wax candle, Governor Thomas Gage carefully pointed out locations on a map of colonial Massachusetts, laying out objectives for the officers who were huddled around his war room table. Governor Gage was a hardened general in the British Army, with over 20 years of experience in the American colonies. He'd survived wars on three continents, personally fought against broadsword-swinging Highlanders in the swamps of Scotland, crossed sabers with ferocious Algonquin warriors in the forests of Quebec, and led bayonet assaults against French fortifications in Belgium. This man was a warrior, and when the King of England tasked him with crushing the early rumblings of rebellion in North America, he had a plan to take care of it. Under the cover of darkness, the British 10th Regiment of Foot quietly loaded themselves onto transport ships and began silently sailing across the Charles River toward Charlestown, Massachusetts. From there, orders were to march 18 miles to the city of Concord, where Gage believed the Americans were putting together a stockpile of cannons, bullets, and equipment for a possible military uprising. Along the way, a few companies of British soldiers were ordered to stop at the town of Lexington and arrest two men on charges of treason, Boston businessman John Hancock and our pal Samuel Adams from Chapter 1. But there was one hitch in their plans. The American patriots had spies everywhere, and they were fantastic at their jobs. As the British ships began making their way across the river, there was a flicker of movement in the highest tower of the tallest building in Boston. Two ordinary lanterns, placed side by side, innocently lit up in the steeple of